Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup. I'm Carolyn Cash, and coming up later on today's show, sad news from Tonga, news about the royal train, Crown Prince Naruhito says he's ready to take over if his father abdicates, and a new exhibition showcasing Diana, Princess of Wales' life in fashion, so stay tuned.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Queen Mother Halevalu Mata'aho of Tonga died in hospital in Auckland at 10:15pm on Sunday the 19th of February, aged 90. Her granddaughter, Princess Angelica, was said to be by her bedside when she passed away. Meanwhile, King Tupou was away on visiting the Niers, a remote island group in the far north of Tonga, but he immediately returned home 2 days later upon hearing the news. The funeral cortege of the Queen Mother will arrive in Tonga on Tuesday, the 28th of February. Crown Prince Tupoutou Ukalala said the Queen Mother will rest at the Royal Palace in Nuku'alofa before she is laid to rest in the Royal Tombs on Wednesday, the 1st of March. The Tongan royal family will observe 10 days of mourning following the burial. The Queen Mother was the widow of King Tofa Ahutupou IV, who died in 2006. Her eldest son, King George Tupou V, died 6 years later. She is survived by her son, King Tupou VI, and her daughter, Princess Salotti, 11 grandchildren and several great-grandchildren. Tongans have been paying their respects by posting tributes and messages of condolence to the royal family on social media.
On Right Royal Roundup, time now for a British royal family update. News and views from Buckingham Palace.
The royal family, since Queen Victoria's time, has been travelling across Britain aboard the royal train for various official engagements. However, British MPs questioned the expense of running the royal train and said it would be scrapped in 2013. There were doubts about the train's future when Sir Alan Reid, the keeper of the Privy Purse, told a committee of four MPs 4 years ago that the current rolling stock, mostly dating from the 1970s, only had about 5 to 10 years of service left. He said the prospect of replacing the train would be a major decision, saying the figures were quite staggering. However, sources, according to Britain's The Telegraph, said the royal train was found to be in far better condition than previously thought, saying there was no end in sight for its use. Further tests were carried out on the train's rolling stock, especially with memories of the Queen's tearful distress when the royal yacht Britannia was retired in 1997. A source from the palace told The Telegraph that the royal train was a sensible and cost-effective way of travelling for the Queen and members of the royal family, which enables them to stay close to the location of an engagement the next day without causing disruption or security costs which are incurred when staying somewhere such as a hotel in a city centre. The royal family did not want to see the train go the same way as the royal yacht. Penny Dunois, who wrote biographies of Prince Charles and Prince Harry, said the train is very dear to them. It's fine for them to travel on public transport, but on the royal train they can sleep, and as the royal yacht was, it's somewhere private with everything they need on board. The train's 9 British Rail Mark III carriages, couche and dining car with their royal claret livery are currently stored and kept in good order at an ancient Victorian railway depot in Buckinghamshire.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Japan's Crown Prince Naruhito says he is ready to step into his father's shoes when Emperor Akihito is expected to abdicate, possibly sometime next year. The 83-year-old Akihito will be the first emperor to do so in nearly 200 years. The emperor, who had heart surgery and prostate cancer treatment, was worried that his age might make it hard for him to continue fulfilling his duties. The crown prince, who celebrated his 57th birthday on Thursday, the 23rd of February, has spoken for the first time since his father indicated his desire to step down during a video message in August last year. He said he was initially shaken when he heard his father's words. The crown prince said he would like to continually pray for, always stand by, and always share joys and sorrows with the people like the emperor and empress Machiko have done. He also expressed his concern for his parents' well-being, seeing they are both in their 80s, and hoped they would have more time to spend for themselves. At the moment, there are no provisions in the Imperial House Law, which focuses on the world's oldest hereditary monarchy, to allow an emperor to abdicate, so an amendment to the law or special legislation would be required for him to do so. According to some reports, the government is considering steps which would allow Akihito to abdicate and for Naruhito to ascend the throne on the 1st of January 2019. The Crown Prince and the Crown Princess have a daughter, Eiko, who is 15, but women are not allowed to ascend the throne. The Crown Prince's brother, Prince Akishino, is next in line of succession for the chrysanthemum throne, followed by his son, 10-year-old Prince Hisahito.
On Right Royal Roundup, we now go back in time for some Right Royal regal history.
A major new dress exhibition opens at Kensington Palace on Friday, the 24th of February, focusing on the life of Diana, Princess of Wales, about 20 years after her death in 1997. It traces the evolution of the princess's style from the demure, romantic outfits worn during her first public appearances right through to the glamour, elegance, and confidence of her later life. Everything Diana wore was scrutinised, and how she used her image to engage and inspire people and to champion those causes she cared about. The collection includes the iconic blue velvet gown which the princess wore when she danced with actor John Travolta at the White House, the pale pink Emmanuel blouse worn in Diana's engagement photo, the chic Catherine Walker suits which were her working wardrobe during the 1990s, and a blue tartan Emmanuel suit which was worn during an official visit to Venice in the 1980s. The princess's relationships with her favourite designers will be explored through a display of some of their original sketches created for her during the design process. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to your company again next week.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carol and Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup, or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.